Introduction. It was a sunny Sunday afternoon as Bob and Sue set out with their three teenage daughters on a lazy drive down to the beach. Bob was at the wheel and Sue sat beside him, turning towards the back every few minutes to join in the animated series of conversations going on among their daughters. To Bob, it sounded as if they were all talking at once, creating an incessant barrage of noise that just didn't make any sense at all. Eventually, he'd had enough. "Can you lot please shut up?" he yelled. There was a stunned silence. "Why?" asked Sue, eventually. "Because I'm trying to drive," he replied, exasperated. The women looked at each other in complete confusion. "Trying to drive?" they mumbled. They could not see any connection between their conversation and his ability to drive. He couldn't understand why they were all speaking simultaneously, sometimes on different subjects, with none of them appearing to listen. Why couldn't they just keep quiet and let him concentrate on driving? Their talking had already caused him to miss the last turn off on the highway. The fundamental problem here is simple. Men and women are different. Not better or worse, just different. Scientists, anthropologists, and sociobiologists have known this for years, but they have also been painfully aware that to express this knowledge publicly in such a politically correct world could turn them into social pariahs. Society today is determined to believe that men and women possess exactly the same skills, aptitudes, and potentials, just as science, ironically, is beginning to prove they are completely different.